Hello, welcome to the Wired for Success podcast. I'm your host, Janelle McKinnon. Are you stuck, lacking motivation and a will to get up and win? If you have stumbled onto this life-changing podcast, you will learn how to succeed in every area of your life. Welcome to another marvelous Monday, everybody. I want to know something. You can drop it in the comments. How many of you are athletic? How many of you have ever ran a race, a sprint, or maybe a marathon? How many of you? I'm not athletic like that. I remember maybe running or trying out for a race once. Maybe in primary school, and what did I get? Second or something? I think I brought first, but they give the champion girl, or the one who they thought won it. And I was like, this career is going to be so short-lived. Like, I'm done with this because I don't even like running anyway. That was very short-lived. I want to introduce my topic today, which is, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know that the marathon goes on and on and on. You ever, in the good old days, those of us who had days growing up looking at the television, there would be days when you have this marathon. We say now, oh, well, you can control the fact that you're binging off of a Netflix series or whatever. But back in those television, black and white, colored, whatever days, you had a marathon. That's what they call it when they would be keep doing reruns or runs of a certain series or different parts of a movie. We call that a marathon. I remember when I had just written my first book. I completed that book in the year early 2019. Yeah, and I did not publish it until the year 2020. Yes, that's when. And I want to say that the Lord, He indeed exceeded my expectations with that project. You know, I went in, I really didn't know what to expect, but I did know that I followed the voice of the Lord. And that is what, as believers, as people who desire success in every area of our life, the first thing that we have to be successful in is following after the commands of the Lord. Whatever He's saying to us, whatever His word says, that is what we ought to be doing. That is what we should be practicing. So I hearkened to the voice of the Lord. I was moved to write this book. It was a very simple daily devotional on breaking out of the box, a 21 days devotional for women. And so everyone who read the book, just about everyone that I got a feedback from, it wasn't coerced in any way. They genuinely gave the review that the book spoke to them in some way. It blessed their hearts in some way. They were able to relate. They were able to connect with the themes in the book. And persons did experience transformation. And that's because the book first ministered to me. It transformed me. Like, nothing I've written up to this day has been half-hearted. If you read the book without an eye to be critical, if you read my books with your heart and an open spirit, I promise you, the books will indeed bless your heart and you will be transformed. However, when I wrote this book, as I'm continuing with today's theme, it's a marathon, not a sprint, I went around to different churches. I try to get into some groups, or I message people, because that's what you have to do. Writing the book is one aspect. Ladies and gentlemen, selling the book, it is indeed a marathon. It is indeed, sometimes it's a struggle, sometimes it's good. Sometimes, you don't know what to think. You legit don't know what tomorrow is going to hold because of the society we live in at times. Many of our people today, they're not really given towards reading. And like I explained in a podcast some time ago, I said I would love to do audible version, but of course it's going to cost, and that's something you have to prepare for, because that's going to be an investment, right? So I'm going to keep on thugging it out with what I have. Like, nothing, I've already decided in my heart, and you should too, whenever it is that you are starting on something. You can't always wait for the perfect conditions, because the perfect conditions do not exist. You may say, oh, well, I'm going to start baking bread as soon as I get this new gas cooker from Quartz or from Singers or wherever you shop. You may say that. But then I remember years ago, my mom had an oven that it was outside, and you call it the box oven. You had to get coals for that, and it baked good bread. Like, if you tell yourself that you're not going to do something until this is in place, and you're not going to do this until that is in place, well, then you are never going to do. You're never going to do, because you're going to keep putting it off again and again. And I've made up in my mind, I said, you know what? For a while now, I wanted to do podcasting, because for those of you who know, I once was on television. That came to an end because of circumstances. And of course, I was on Facebook for a bit, but I was never really like drawn to Facebook in a sense, like where I would want to do lives and all of these things. But I always knew that I wanted to get the word out, even without putting a face, having like all these visuals, because I'm not in the aesthetically pleasing places yet. So I prefer just to do the voice, and persons get the message. And there are people who blow up just doing voice. So it doesn't really matter if someone taps into what you're saying and you're authentic in that and people love your content. Well, then things will happen in the right time. That's all I can say. And that is what I'm hoping for, that in the right time. So I discovered this, and I'm like, I'm going to use this platform to build my podcast. Do I have the right equipment? No, I'm using my iPhone, and that's it. This is what I'm using. This is what I have. Could the audio be clearer and better? Absolutely. But your girl doesn't have a mic as yet. It's soon to come. But what am I trying to say? It's not that I'm downplaying or trying to put myself in the dust, but I'm saying all of this to let you know that you've got to start where you're at, and you've got to start with what you have. When I wrote my first book, I believe that, of course, anytime you're doing anything, you're going to have naysayers. People probably looked at it and didn't call it a book. They said it's a booklet. No, it's not. It is a book. For those of you who are always critical of what someone is doing, that is sad. How about you do something? What have you done? And so I think it's important to start where you're at, and whatever God gives you, don't ever see it as less than. Don't ever see it as not, come out of the place of comparison. And I thank God for that type of deliverance where, because it's natural, it's a natural proclivity or inclination of man, us as human beings, to compare. We compare ourselves to others. We compare ourselves to where, who is at, what they're doing, where they're at in life, and where you are. And that is something, it is a kill joy. It is a stealer of joy. So you have to remove that. Ask the Lord to remove that desire to always be in competition or always be drawing comparisons between you and someone else. That's why in a podcast not too long ago when I spoke on jealousy, I believe, I would have mentioned that we really have to get deliverance from these things. And that's why the Bible said we ought to rejoice when someone else is when someone has something to celebrate. Someone has a new job, they're getting the figures that they always dreamed about. Celebrate that. Someone bought a new house, you don't have yours as yet. God has done it for someone. Celebrate that, because it's something that you desire. Celebrate your friend being able to purchase a new vehicle. Celebrate your friend who has now gone into a new season in their life of marriage and family. Because if you desire these things, you're going to keep pushing them off because you're not loving and honoring and respecting what God may be doing in someone else's life. And you are at enmity with that, it's going to evade you. It's going to keep coming around you and then escaping you, because I'm not saying that's the only reason why, all right? But I'm just saying, as it relates to what I'm saying here today, that may be the very reason why you're still in the state you're in. You're still stuck. You're not where you want to be. Another thing that's beautiful that we shouldn't do, That we should definitely practice in celebrating others, is understanding that success looks different for everyone. When I wrote my first book, I already experienced my own success because, listen, I did what the Lord told me to do. Me being obedient was already successful. Putting the book out there was another move for success, because I could have written the book, like some people maybe even listening to me. You wrote the book and it's gathering dust. Or you did the business plan, it's gathering dust. You did the house plan, it's gathering dust. You never took it into the agency or wherever to get your plans approved. You never moved to the bank to see if, hey, would I qualify for a loan? Or something. These are the things we do. And so there is no success in that. When, in order for you to be successful, you have to be a risk taker. You got to be someone who's going to put yourself out there. And nothing makes you naked like when you put your work out in the world. I'm telling you, to have people read your thoughts, to have people have strangers have insight into your life, the way I narrated that first book and even the second one, Project Reject, there are some personal things about me and my upbringing and how I saw things in my earlier years as it relates to rejection and stuff. It's in that book, and that is not an easy thing to do, putting things out there in the world. And so you're going to come up against a lot. When I wrote the first book, a friend of mine, he said to me, Janelle, it is a marathon, not a sprint. And I really took that. I never forgot it. He's been a very wise person. And I took that and I said, well, yes, indeed it is. Because even writing the book is one thing. Getting people to read the book, it's another thing. Getting people to refer and to say something, you know, what the book did for them, how it transformed them, that is another thing. Getting sales, oh my gosh, that is a big, big thing, because you have to really go around. It's so much. It is so much, especially if you don't have like the backings, because I know, like, if you would look and you would see what happens in other nations, but that is not to to compare, because I've moved away from that years ago. Because comparing is a killjoy. I'll tell you that. So when I wrote the book, I didn't compare it to what someone else did. I didn't compare it to how someone else did theirs. You may gather inspiration from what other people are doing, because sometimes you need to gather some inspiration of how to go about selling your books and things. You need to do research and understand the market. Where is your niche? How do you get to your niche in anything you're doing? You're starting a business. You need to go where your customers are. And when you go where they are, sometimes even if you have to move or you change location, if the product is so good, they'll come after it. And then when the product is so good, you'll branch it off. You'll bring something nearer to them because you love your customers. And even though you enjoy seeing them, you want them to have an easier route, right? You want them to have accessibility to your project, to your product. And so you make life easier for them. That's something we do as business people. You're always looking to better things and make things easier and not complex things for your customers, because you want them to be satisfied and you want their expectations to be exceeded. And so I felt that way. I thank God for the support that I had in my first book. I thank God every time someone hit me up in the message or they spoke something about the book and how the book transformed them, and it was absolutely relatable. It was a blessing to their life. I'm telling you, there was for me success in that, because some people would rate it based on monetary value, but for me, it's not about the money. Because if it was about the money, I would have definitely chosen something else. Because here I am, a girl in a... This is not the downplay. I love my hometown, but I say in a dusty town. Because it's the obvious. It's a fact. You can wipe today, and seconds after, it's dusty. It is a real thing. And so here I am in this town, and I'm doing the best I can do. You know, I learned to thug it out. I did not wait for the perfect condition to launch and to do what I wanted to do, because sometimes, let me tell you, you have to thug it out. Simply meaning for someone who doesn't understand what it means to thug it out. You have to forget perfect conditions and you just got to make a move. You got to bust a move. You got to do something. It's like if let's say I wanted to bake bread, and let's say I bake a good bread, but I don't have an oven, my oven, my stove, whatever, maybe I don't have one, maybe it's run down, it's busted, it's crusty, but I can bake a good bread. I remember years ago, my mom had a box oven, of course it was outside the house, and it would bake some of the best bread, or so my little mind thought. You know this mind thing. The mind plays a lot of tricks on us. But nevertheless, she baked a good bread in that box oven. So sometimes you got to just move with what you have. You don't have it all. You don't have the money for all the big marketing campaigns. You don't have the money to go all over the place doing massive and great things. But don't let money stop you. Move with what you have. Remember last week I said that my mentor, she says, and this really does stick with me, she said, miracles happen in motion. You got to get moving. And as you move, the miracle is revealed. So you don't have to wait for perfection. I know it's something that is on the inside of many of us. We want everything to be perfect before we bust a move. Like even me on this podcast, for long I wanted to do a podcast, because I always have things to say. Like I'm not somebody, like if you meet me in real life, I'm not a talkative person, But when I open my mouth to say something, you better believe it's going to be heartfelt and it will have a lasting effect, because that is the gift the Lord has given me. I know that. No one has to like, and that's not me being prideful. That's when you know who you are. That's when you know who you are. You know what's on the inside of you. You know what you put out there. And it's only by the grace of God, and not only by the grace of God, but also you spend time honing your gift. You look at ways to develop. You do your own self-studies. Like for me, it's a lot of reading. It's a lot of reading. It's a lot of reading. And I love to read, and I hope that those of you listening to the podcast will also be readers. So think about this. Maybe you've written something and it's shoved up under your bed in a cupboard gathering dust. Waiting for what? What are you waiting on to release whatever it is? Maybe it's not a book. Maybe it's a business plan. You have not made the step to approach the agency to see if you qualify for the grant, for the loan, for a business partner, to have an investor. You got to move. You got to bust a move with what you got. And so maybe you drew a plan of your home. You got the land, but you don't have the money to build. Don't let it stop you. Make moves. You have to be someone who saves. You got to have savings somewhere. Work it out. Start with your foundation. Get off the ground. Get off the ground. Get off your butt and get moving with what you got. Whatever it is you desire to do, there's no such thing as a perfect time and perfect condition. You've got to rise up and say, hey, look, I'm launching this today. Hey, look, I'm launching this next week. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Get moving with what you have. God wants you to. It is blessed. He's blessed you, and he's blessed what you put your hands to do. He has blessed it. And so it is a marathon. I'm into my fifth book. I've just wrapped up the series, Break Up the Box. This is the end of Break Out the Box. This is the end of Break Out the Box series. So I closed it off with something for my single ladies. And I'm just happy that I did what was in my heart to do, that the Lord placed on the inside there. And so many people probably thought that it would just be a one-time thing. And some people support you based on that. They're like, oh, she wrote a book. It's good. It's probably just this one-time thing. But no, it's a marathon. I want to let you know it's a marathon. And it should be the same for you. Maybe you're baking cookies, whatever it is. You did an album, you sang a song. It's not a one-time thing. Where's your albums? Where are your songs? You it's like you have no excuse. Everyone who has a phone, you have an opportunity to put your creativity out in the world. I was on TikTok. I'm asking God for the strength for TikTok. It's like I don't have the patience. I'm hardly ever on there. And I think I may have deleted, but I'm feeling in my spirit I need to go on TikTok and just really kind of like do some work on there. Because that is also a marketplace. And it's good to have a voice in marketplaces. Some things don't happen just in the moment. I understand entrepreneurs. Sometimes you don't hit it the first time, the second time. Sometimes you don't hit it. But what does success look like for you? For me, every time someone said they're transformed, and I believe that indeed what the Bible said, that your gift makes room for you and it brings you before great men. I don't need a lot. Sometimes all you need is one strong investor. One person can come to me and cut a check and say, hey, I'll buy all your books. Because the Lord has placed it on my heart. Wouldn't that be beautiful? And I'm going to share it out to people who need this. Wouldn't that be amazing? So when I was thinking maybe I had to go all over the place, which in there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe God is getting ready to send just one person with the bank account, with the pocket change, to just snatch up all the books that I have on hand and say, I'm going to distribute these. You ain't got to worry about it. And so we thank God this morning that we're going to run this race to the very end until Jesus comes. Paul said, I finish my race. Some of us, like myself, well, I've started my race. I don't know how much longer I have in the race. But so help me God, I'm going to keep on running, and I'm praying that you listening to me here this morning, you're going to keep on running. Whatever it is God has placed in your heart to do, do it. You don't have to wait for the perfect circumstance. Like I said, I wanted to start a podcast, and I finally did. It's just me and my iPhone. Could the audio be better? Absolutely, absolutely, the audio could be better. But until I get that rectified, I'm going to still come on here and do my best to be consistent with this word until I'm in a more aesthetically pleasing environment. Maybe I'll give you some visuals some days, you know. You'll get a nice visual because persons really set up a nice studio and they have it going. But until then, I want to thank you for thugging it out with me. I want to thank you for coming in the room with me. No, I mean it from my heart, because there are some people who are absolutely listening to the words that are coming off of this podcast. And they are applying it to their lives, and it's blessing them. And to me, my wands and my tools, I am successful. Maybe not by the standards of the world, because your girl ain't got it yet. But I have it. I have all I need. I have all I need. God bless you on this wonderful morning. Have a powerful week. Have a powered up week. And Friday is going to be the last podcast for the week, 6 a.m. As always, drop something in the comment section. Let me know that you're listening. If you want to share the podcast, share it. Persons can listen to it on YouTube. I don't know, something about YouTube. They're not posting the episodes as they come out. I don't know what's going on over there. YouTube is so on and off for me. I don't know. And then Facebook, when you leave Facebook for like, because me, I have to take breaks from things. I can't be on something, you know, like all the time, social media stuff. So I would take break from Facebook. And then every time you return to Facebook, it's like you're starting over from scratch. And I am tired of the algorithm. I'm tired. So for me, it's whatever, man. God, you fix it, because I really can't. All right. So remember this week, because we're in the new week, Saturday and Sunday, I would love to see you. I would love for you to tell your friends and your family that your girl will be out in the public square, Republic Avenue, at the Linden Tongue Week, the business expo. I'm going to be out there. It's all through the day thing. So I'm going to be out there with my books and some goodies. And drop by, pass by, you know, even if you can't afford to purchase a book right now, pass by. Let me know, hey, there's some people here. I listen. I heard you. I maybe you just want to meet me. That is fine. Come on. I want to see you. And so I will be out there on Saturday, and I will be out there after church, of course. I'm not asking anybody to skip church on Sunday. You come, you can pass by after church and see me, see the books. Let's do something. Let the kingdom, let the world know that the kingdom is represented in the marketplace. Let the world know that the kingdom is represented in the marketplace. So I look forward to seeing you. If you can't come, send somebody. Yeah, do that. If you can't show up, get somebody to show up. I look forward to seeing you. Have a marvelous week. God bless.